This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
So for the Worldwide Wrap this week, we're going to go back to a story that we covered last week, which is Chechnya. There's further developments. So early reports emerged last month that gay people are being targeted in the region, which is part of Russia, but it has substantial autonomy. Russian newspapers and human rights groups say that more than 100 gay men have been detained in connection with their non-traditional sexual orientation or suspicion of such as part of the purge. And several people were also reportedly feared dead following violent raids. Now, reports have since emerged that the men arrested are being kept in horrific concentration camp prisons where violent abuse and torture is common. Based on interviews with eyewitnesses and survivors, there are reports that a secret prison has been set up in the town of Argan to detain the men arrested in the purge. And one man who was released from the camp told the newspaper that he was subjected to violent interrogations at the camp as officials attempted to get him to confess the names and locations of more gay men.
Now, the Chechen government has said you can't detain and harass somebody who doesn't exist. They say that gay people do not even exist in Chechnya.
There you go. Now, the officials seized his mobile phone, targeting his networks of contacts, regardless of whether they were gay or not. And the camp was reportedly set up by Chechen forces in a former military headquarters in the town. There are reports that the Speaker of the Parliament of Chechnya was among the officials to visit the site, but the claims have not yet been substantiated. The detainees face electric shock torture and violent beatings, while some of them have been held to ransom and used to extort their families. The Russian LGBT network, which is running a support line for men fleeing the region, has confirmed the reports. Now, this story is blown up around the world, and World by Wave will continue to report on developments as they come to hand.
Now, also in Russia, the Russian government has added, you know, that iconic picture of Vladimir Putin sort of in makeup, photoshopped up. They've added that to the registry of prohibited, quote, extremist content. I didn't think he was that bad, but anyway.
It's not a great makeup job, so I can understand why they'd be upset that he hasn't been able to blend his concealer adequately.
Now, of course, this picture has gone worldwide, you know, very shareable over the internet, and also been used at LGBT rights protests seeking to overturn the country's gay propaganda laws. Last week, Russia's Justice Ministry quietly designated the image as extremist material, employing the government's supposed anti-terrorism powers to ban it from being circulated or displayed in Russia.
What happens if you do circulate it now? What happens if it shows up in a rally?
Well, look, any number of things could happen under these laws in Russia because they keep changing, and it's really, propaganda because a child could see it. That's the way that they're determining these laws. It is quite crazy. According to Moscow Times, the decision to ban the image reflects a previous court ruling when a man was charged with hate speech offences after posting this picture of Putin in makeup on social media.
Absolutely ridiculous. For sure. Now, moving on to a far more horrible story, Indonesia.
Where two Indonesian men face being hit up to 100 times each with a cane after being reported to the police for engaging in gay sex. So we've seen this before, but there's a 20 and 23-year-old men were informed on by their neighbour who took video footage. The video shows one of the men naked and visibly distressed as he apparently calls for help on his cell phone. The second man is repeatedly pushed by another man who's preventing the couple from leaving the room. And the law that was put into place in the region of Aceh 2 years ago allows for up to 100 lashes for morality offences.
This is one of the more extreme areas of Indonesia. Indonesia is a massive, massive country. But this is an area that is still very dominated by Sharia law.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of different laws and backward stances in rights, gay rights, women's rights in this region.
And publicly supported by the government, or various government ministers, I should say, speaking out against LGBT rights.
And it looks like people are actively trying to undercut and find people out, that kind of reporting on people.
Yeah.
It's very scary.
The Indonesian Psychiatrists Association still classifies homosexuality and bisexuality and even transgender as an illness. Mm.
And moving on to the United States, which is in America, drag queens are taking to the libraries across the United States to read to children.
I think that's the news there. Drag queens are taking to libraries, but...
Won't somebody think of the children?
Drag Queen Story Hour is exactly what you think. Local drag queens reading stories to children in libraries and schools. Drag Queen Story Hour captures the imagination, play of gender, fluidly in childhood and gives kids glamorous and positive and unbashful clear roles and models.
This was started in one of the schools where the teachers decided they wanted to, you know, bring energy to the class, and they thought kids love theatre.
Yep.
And they love dress-ups and they love stories. Let's put them all together. Let's bring in some local drag queens in full get-up to deliver the stories.
Well, it started in San Francisco and it originated as part of an ongoing project which is Queering the Castro, as in the Castro District.
As if that needs queering, but anyway.
Actually, no, it does. It's an effort to take back the radically queer roots of a neighbourhood that's mostly become a space for white gay men and become increasingly conservative as a result of, I suppose, LGBT becoming more mainstream. It's then moved on to Brooklyn, my stomping ground in New York, and LA. And you can see drag queens reading to children on our Facebook page at W3Joy.
Can we start this?
Is this a future thing for you when you go to America? Are you going to get dressed up in drag there?
I do live in Brooklyn, but I am not going to go... I'm not going to become a drag queen reading at the local Brooklyn library. I can definitely assure you of that.
And in brief, in India, trans people from more than 12 states will have stalls at a trade fair showcasing their skills in cooking, makeup, body art, handicrafts and design.
In Japan, Osaka has become Japan's first city to allow a same-sex couple to be foster parents.
Quebec in Canada has pledged $550,500 to tackle anti-LGBTI discrimination.
The president of the Puerto Rico Senate has eliminated protections for the chamber's transgender employees.
And marriage equality could be coming to Panama if LGBTI activists win a legal fight in the Supreme Court of Justice. And that's a wrap.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.